Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian, and welcome to our daily devotion. Today's devotional scripture is John, the 10th chapter, the 22nd through the 30th verses. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they know me," Jesus answered. "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you're not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Amen. The title of our devotion today is Tune In. Have you ever been searching for a radio station only to be frustrated by finding static rather than music? You then focus in fine-tuning the dial again, and suddenly you hear a clear signal. The fact is, the signal always existed on the airwaves. The only difference is that now you've adjusted your tuner to the right frequency. In our hectic lives, there are so many signals bombarding our senses that it's become difficult to distinguish God's voice from the deafening static noise of life. Fasting enables us to tune out the world's distractions and tune into God. As we fast, we deny our flesh. When we deny our flesh, we become more in tune to the Holy Spirit and can hear God's voice more clearly. If you truly listen for God's voice, you'll hear it. When you hear it, it will build faith within you. If you desire to tune out the static of life and really tune into the voice of God, come to Him first and foremost with ears that are willing to listen and a heart that is ready to obey what He says. The more we practice being in His presence, the clearer and more recognizable His voice becomes. In this time of fasting, what is your mind tuned into? What distractions do you need to remove so that you can focus on God? Prepare your heart to hear the voice of God and ask God to help you remove distractions that keep you from focusing on Him and hearing Him clearly. Let us pray. Lord, help me to tune into You. As distractions and temptations come, give me strength to turn to You. Teach me. Give me eyes and ears to hear Your voice. Open my heart to Your word, God. As I'm challenged in the days ahead, please give me what I need to humble myself and to honor You. Help me to take time to be holy, to spend time with You in secret, to trust in Your word. You are the potter and I'm the clay. Mold me. Make me according to Your will. Thank You for being a God who I can trust. You are so faithful to me, and I'm Yours. And finally, Father, I pray that You would bless Living Water Christian Center and all those who are listening today with great blessings, supernatural favor, and close personal relationship with You. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Our suggested meditation scriptures for today include John, the 10th chapter, in the 22nd through the 30th verses, Psalms 34:18, Isaiah 66:2, and Isaiah 64:8. Remember, we're committed to giving up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, but we must also remember to fill up on God's word and pray mightily. God bless you, and I can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this personal time with Him. Write us a message on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899 or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you, and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.